JBQ. Well, I can only picture that. It had to be... some things are just... you just roll with laughter because of how absurd it is. And this is exactly what that is. In context, that was just absurd. And reached into comedy. Because sometimes all you can do is laugh. So, great story. Just a great story. I have, we both, maybe all three of us, if Anna's there, invested a few hours in conversation tonight, and I feel real good about it. I do. I know... At least I think I know that you were in conversation with, maybe it was Walt, or maybe it was Andy, about the Anderson Ham Fest. I hope you decide to attend. That's one I like to visit each year. It's a small ham fest, but its nickname is the best little ham fest in South Carolina. It is all of that. It's people who know each other. Of course, it's sponsored by the Anderson Radio Club. But they're terribly friendly. And it is convenient for a lot of the people who talk on this repeater and never meet people. It's convenient to go to the Anderson Ham Fest and lay eyes on somebody that maybe you've talked with for a year or more. Other people can't understand that, but hams are acquainted with what we call an eyeball cue. So the first time you set eyes on somebody, well, with Andy, I wouldn't have known him from anybody. But I was talking with someone else, another ham that I had met face to face, and I heard this voice behind me. And as you might imagine, Andy is unmistakable. He has a speech pattern, and Andy has his own genius. I have a lot of respect for Andy. And he's easy to spot by his voice. So I turned around and I said, "You must be Andy." And I was with him for the next half hour. He's a fine fellow. He really is. It's been my pleasure, really, to talk with you tonight. And I've made some notes here, and I'll follow through on those. You and Anna have a good night, and prepare yourselves for the next couple of days. It's going to be a good time. But there'll be some bittersweet, too, if this is is the last one to leave the nest. Then it'll be a little bittersweet there, too. Get some good rest. KK4JPQ.
Your first name's Chad, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You mentioned IQ. I said that, and I meant that I was completely blown away by what you got upstairs. How you think, how you act, how you talk. It's helped me, listening to you kind of get through some of my low times in life. And you talk about the tongue. We baited rats with pork and beans on an island down in Charleston where I grew up. The similarities between me and you, seining, yes, we did a lot of that. I need you off the radio because I don't have a... I'm not cool yet, in other words. But, no, I'd like to first off, too, thank you for your service. Deep from my heart, I thank you very, very much. And I'd like to talk to you some more, because you are just, well, Larry, too. You two are just, I'm gonna really enjoy getting in this ham repeater when I can. And I'm studying, but for real, Chad, I talk about your IQ, it's got to be way up there. Way up there. And, like Larry said, get you some rest. Appreciate it.
I'm sorry I missed your call. Do you have a call sign? And I guess the second thing is, I guess I owe you an apology, because I guess I misinterpreted what you were trying to say. I probably shouldn't have done that, but, you know, I apologize for that. I didn't understand, but, yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get your name or your call either.
Breeze, and you don't owe me an apology at all. Not one little bit. People take different thoughts, how people say one thing, somebody will perceive it in a whole different light. And if you don't take time to explain things like you do, and you go really deep into it, and I've been listening to you all night tonight, and for the last several months, and I'm just, like I said, blown away. It, just with you.
JBQ. If you recall, I said some several moons ago that you never know who is listening. You never know. And so it proves us, really, it's required of us to be aware that there are others listening. They're listening in on, I don't know, Chad, if you can remember party lines for telephones. And, I was mean. As I was a little kid, I keep my finger on the button, cradle phone. Keep my finger on the button and unscrew the mouthpiece. I knew that's where the microphone was, and I'd take that, it was an element that you could remove. And then I'd screw that back on, and then I could lift it up, or I could listen in on the party line and not be discovered. I've never told anybody else about that. it wasn't a mean streak. I was curious. I wanted to hear more. I was a kid, and I wanted to hear the grown-ups talk. But you never know who's out there listening, and we should just practice this hobby in a serious way. I think the exchanges that we've had, I wouldn't mind, you know, anybody to listen to either of us. You are a respectful person, and that shines through. And so kudos to you, KK4JBQ.
From my end, be safe, my friend.
Appreciate the QSO, I do, and appreciate the comments, but y'all, I guess y'all are the ones that make things easy for me, and I really don't know what to say. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll call it quits for tonight. But this is KO4NUE, and I'll be clear. Y'all have a wonderful night, and I'll talk with y'all later. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
Dad, how does this radio sound to you?
It sounds good, but there's not a lot of static or this, that, and the other. But Was it Breeze, I guess? Is that what you said? I'm sorry, but I didn't get your call. Do you have a call?
CB from years and years and years ago. But I'm studying for this test to get mine. But yes, Breeze, B-R-E-E-Z-E. And, yes, I've got my own sight. May God bless you, man. Take care.